Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood on the Eshcast.
On Tuesday, the J-pop and alternative hotspot hits your eardrums on No Borders, No Race.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, with the live issues program's post-episode recaps on live right after your favorite shows and taking all of your questions.
It's going down each week, only in the land of Ash. Nerdcore at its finest.
Hey guys, this is Evan Borgo of the Electric Sisterhood. As we all know, this past Friday, there was an enormous tragedy that occurred in Paris. We don't have to go into the details of what happened, as I'm sure we'll all know the numbers and the full situation by the time this recording is posted on Tuesday. However, I wanted to take this opportunity to share with you some of my thoughts on this. As you may know, I am a huge Eagles of Death Metal fan, who were thankfully unharmed during this whole terrorist attack. I call myself King Baby Duck because of them, and had the privilege of meeting all of them 7 years ago. They're a great bunch of people who have some of the biggest hearts in the world. Their music is built on the concept of fun, happiness, and being free caring. For this terrorist attack to happen at one of their shows, where people came to have a good time, it makes me sick to my stomach. For it to happen at any concert, it makes me sick to my stomach. And it's moments like this where you're left speechless by what has happened. You worry about the state of the band, the state of the fans that were being held hostage, the state of the city, the country, the whole world even. But then, you see how thousands gathered in Paris just hours after this tragedy happened. Everyone standing strong, some with somber looks, others with smiles on their faces. And there they were, holding a big giant sign that said it all. Not afraid. Folks, I have no clear solution of how to solve a huge problem like this. I'm just one guy. However, that one sign, that massive gathering, those two simple yet powerful words, not afraid. It's from that instance where I can find the right thing to say, and that is we cannot let fear overtake our daily lives. We cannot just lock ourselves away in our homes for the rest of our days and fear that something or someone is going to attack us. Because that's what the evil in this world wants us to do. And the usage of fear is how they hope to be victorious. However, the cowards that go out and commit these horrible deeds don't seem to realize that we, as human beings, aren't the type that can easily be knocked down for the count. Humanity may have been pushed to the ground, but we will always stand up and look directly into the eyes of the dangerous and say, we're better, we're stronger, and we're not ever gonna budge. We're not afraid. So please, keep on living your lives accordingly. Go to concerts. Hang out at restaurants and bars. Keep on doing what we were doing before all of this happened. And humanity as a whole will be okay. For now, though, we must send our love to those in Paris and to those who have been affected by the tragedy. There is no room here for pointing fingers, asking who's to blame and such. There's no room for hateful speech geared towards those who are of different ethnicities or religions. I learned long ago that those who commit these heinous crimes in the name of a god are never representatives of the faith. They're just spawns of hatred, nothing more. So to shoulder the blame on an entire population of people and not the real, much smaller enemy is not okay in my books. Also not okay in my book, using these attacks to fuel one's own political gains. Yes, you know who I'm talking about, but I will leave it at that. So please, just keep thinking of those who are affected by this with love for all of them, not with hate for those who committed this attack. My job as podcast host here this week is to act as an escape from all this, even if it's just for an hour. I want to give you guys a good time, and I will do my best to deliver just that. My show may never be perfect, but I'm still going to give it 100%, for the sake of some sanity, for the sake of having fun, and for the sake of those who need a breather from all the insanity that's happening in this world of ours. With that being said, I think it's time I turn on my King Baby Duck persona and let the good times roll. Folks, it's showtime.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and All Mystery Inc. proudly present No Borders, No Race, The World's J-Pop and Alternative Hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your host, King Baby Duck. As I record this, I'm staring with ever so glee at my Pip-Boy, which came with my limited edition of Fallout 4. Now, I'll be the first to tell you that I usually don't buy into collector's edition crap when it comes to video games. In fact, the last time I did go for the final release was with Batman Arkham City. But that was because it came with so much stuff that it was practically a bargain for $100. In fact, the Dark Knight statue always stares down at me whenever I record a show. Hello, Mr. Wayne. Just a little tidbit there in case you may not know what my recording room was like. Okay, it's technically a man cave, but give a motherfucker some credit when it wants to sound more professional. But holy shit, do I feel like a kid again with this Pip-Boy. When I put that thing on me, I get this sudden urge to just want to run around the city and make it seem like it's the most magical thing on God's green earth, like it's gonna help solve the problems of the world. Of course, I snap back into reality as soon as that urge is about to erupt into a full-blown delusion as competing because I, myself, am a sane individual. Although, I think there may be some out there who will go into full-on cuckoo bananas mode and run around trying to impress people with their Pip-Boys, which may involve them getting mugged or taken to the nut house. Still, I think it was worth the extra cash for the limited edition of Fallout 4, and so far I'm loving the game. Cool story, great character interactions, the ability to switch between third and first person modes for specific areas, the building of relationships. I'm just really enjoying the hell out of Fallout 4. Granted, growing foods can take a long ass time, but other than that, this is a serious game of the year contender. But enough chit chat for the moment. Let's go into today's playlist. After all, the sooner I put this in the can, the quicker I can go back to post-apocalyptic Boston. Actually, you know what? I'm going to do the rest of the podcast with my Pip-Boy on. Hold on a second, folks. I'm going to just put this thing on here and sometimes it takes a little bit to get this whole thing set up. Okay. Get the Velcro thing all around my arm. There we go. Lock into place. And twist it around. And here we go. All right. Now we can jump into the playlist. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and want to support these artists, you can grab just about all these records on cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record store. We're going to start off with something smooth from Soylent Pimp Sessions, who just released a new live album called A Night in South Blue Mountain. From 2011's Magnetic Soil, this is Moon at Noon. We'll be right back.
think of what I said. Think of made sense. Chica chica suru dance on a hikari miyage tara yozora onaji yozora. Miteru kato kini naru ima dakara. It's a lot that we shared. Lot of love sarige. Naku mite miru mukashi no mail. Mukashi no photos. Futari no koto. Futari no days. Who'd have thought we break? Who'd have thought we split? Who that demo? I don't care. This is how I feel.
Can't say why I'm distant,
I don't know.
But baby girl, I'm missing you.
Maybe it's some other time, maybe it's some other place.
Maybe I can make it up to you, but not now.
And yes, I've been gone, but right now it's hard for me to be with you.
Maybe it's some other time, baby.
I'm sorry, but I'm sorry. Now you're somewhere, doko ka some other place. Toku tsuki hanashita doko ka ni ne. Toku hanareta mizo ima de wa ne. Moshikashite to omoi nagara late. Guess it's too late, though. Is it too late, girl? Oshiete can I stay? Kizuku no oso sugi demo let me say. Hoka ni iranai. All the wrongs and the rights, the vitones and the nights under palms and the flights. Doko made ikeru ka to omou. My life, what you can I? Never thought I'd say this like a station rap. Ima de wa kimi dake wanna take you back.
Oh, I can't say why I'm distant.
I don't know.
But baby girl, I'm missing you.
Maybe it's some other time, maybe it's some other place.
Maybe I can make it up to you, but not now.
And yes, I've been gone, but right now it's hard for me.
Some other time, baby, in some other place.
All the songs and the rights, but the wrongs and the rights. How I long for the life in the limelight. Ima nara mani yau kamoshirenai. Cause I got love and I hate. Tell me, can you relate? Cause I'm in between a rock and a place. Harder than a diamond, demo subete wa uchirano tame. You should know it.
Oh, I can't say why I'm distant.
I don't know.
But baby girl, I'm missing you.
Maybe it's some other time, maybe it's some other place.
Maybe I can make it up to you, but not now.
And yes, I've been gone, but right now it's hard for me.
Maybe in some other time, maybe in some other place.
From his 2011 solo album Visionaire, that was Verbal with Some Other Place. And yes, bastards and wenches, that was the Hotline Bling singer Drake accompanying him on that song. This past week, I found myself marathoning through the new comedy series Master of None, which you can find on Netflix. Starring Aziz Ansari, it focuses on Dev, a struggling actor hitting the age of 30, as he tries to figure out what he wants in life. Does he want kids? Is a committable relationship the best thing for him? Should he fuck this guy's wife for taking the last Sunday at his favorite ice cream parlor? All these questions don't have definite answers, just as they wouldn't in real life. And what I love about the show is that the occurrences feel real because of that, while at the same time, they have this sort of Woody Allen kind of way of looking at things. It's smart, it's silly, and above all, it's incredibly relatable. There are moments where I watched this and found it mirroring my own life. I cannot tell you how many times I think I'm about to start up a romantic relationship, only for that person to go back to an ex and work things out, just as it happened at the end of episode 3. And the episode about the perception of Indian actors in entertainment? Shit, just change Indian to autistic and you get a good fucking idea of what I have to deal with on a daily basis. More importantly, the show is hilarious, and it's with the help of the supporting cast. I love the parents, which, as it turns out, are actually played by Aziz's real-life family. Seriously, look that up. And big props to Eric Wareheim of Tim and Eric fame and Lena Waithe as his close friends, who brought another level of funny to this series. There's this one episode where Eric's character, Arnold, receives a robotic seal, and it's just funny. I can't really spoil it. Lastly, I don't know who Noelle Wells is, but after seeing her as Dev's girlfriend, Rachel, I hope to see her in many more things. Her comedic timing was perfect, and the emotion she brought when things got tense to her and Dev was fantastic. Plus, H. John Benjamin of Archer and Bob's Burgers had a recurring role in there as a fellow actor friend of Dev's, so you know it's going to be awesome when he's around. I can't stress this enough. Go and watch Master of None. Just find it on Netflix, press play, and marathon through the whole damn thing. I swear, if it doesn't win any Golden Globes or Emmys, then there's going to be hell to pay. No word yet on if it's going to get a second season, but I am crossing my fingers that it does. So yeah, after you're finished listening to this podcast episode, please go look up Master of None and watch every episode on there. It's that great of a show. Alright, let's go back to today's music. From one of our favorite albums of last year, Supermodel, here are Foster the People with Are You What You Want to Be? 2012 super ultra gold 79 album, that was Mojo with Andrea. This year, the drum and bass duo was featured on the recent Studio Trigger anime Ninja Slayer, as did a host of other awesome indie bands like Borlis, Guitar Wolf, and Electric Illshock. As a kid, I loved Mystery Science Theater 3000. Watching Joel, Tom Servo, and Crow riff on movies, then later with Mike when Joel left, it was some of the greatest comedic gold I've ever witnessed. And this show has stood the test of time, with reruns you can find on Netflix or YouTube still being way funnier than most current shows on TV. When I need a great laugh after a shitty day, I put on an episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000. Something along the lines of Teenage Caveman or Gamera for the Joel years and Hobgoblins or Zombie Nightmare for the Mike era. And I don't pick sides on who was the better human companion, Joel or Mike, as they both had their pros and cons. Besides, I was always Team Crow as a kid, and still am. That's why I'm excited about the return of Mystery Science Theater 3000, and I think it's smart of Joel to use Kickstarter to do it all. Because let's face it, if he were to bring it to the network execs, they'd probably make him modernize it and have Crow and Tom be all shitty CGI and not the awesome crappy puppets. We don't want that, and I'm sure Joel wouldn't either. As of this recording of this segment, they're about $1.8 million on the Kickstarter, which is nearly close to the first tier that'll bring together three new episodes. However, if they manage to raise $5.5 million, then they're going to do 12. And trust me, we as a society need another full season of this comedy gold. Now, I do know some folks are a little worried about them bringing on a new cast for the show, as they probably think it won't be the same. But listen, the main folks behind Mystery Science Theater 3000 are helping to make this new hopeful season. And an invite has been sent to Michael Nelson and the Rift Trex crew to have them make cameos on the new show. The fact that the originators of MST3K are behind this revival should entice you enough to go and support this Kickstarter. Yes, I know I'm doing two Kickstarter bandwagon thingies in a row these past couple weeks with, by the rights, the subject of last week's episode, but damn it! Bringing back one of the greatest TV shows ever is just as important as solving world hunger and curing cancer. Okay, maybe not as that important, but for a new generation to have their Carmen Miranda rights read to them, it would be an incredible thing. So I urge all of you to go to bringbackmst3k.com and help revive a classic that's worthy to revisit. Let's send the satellite of love back into space, watch some cheesy films, and have ourselves a good time. I think we could all enjoy something like that, right? And now, let's return to this week's playlist. Here's a new track from Bonjour Suzuki, who some of you might remember from this past year's anime, Yarikuma Arashi. They just released a new EP called Lollipop Syndrome. Seriously, go and check it out. It's like having a cute girl gently nuzzling in your ear for 25 minutes straight. From that EP is Close to Me. Thank you.
is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. That's right. Do I go?
The Hives with Try It Again from 2007's The Black and White Album. The Swedish rockers just finished a tour with legendary rockers AC/DC and are currently putting some finishing touches on a new album that should be out sometime later next year. It's been a while, folks, but our favorite Japanese teacher is back with another fun and educational segment about the rising sun culture. Get your pens and notebooks ready for another edition of Sawa Sensei's Nazo Nazo Nihongo.
Hello, everyone! This is Sawa Sensei on Nazo Nazo Nihongo. Nazo Nazo Nihongo のコーナーへようこそ。今日も日本のポップカルチャーや文化についてみんなと学んでいきたいと思います。
I'd like to introduce Japanese pop culture and traditional cultures and learn together with you all.
どうもお久しぶりです。It's been a while. みんな元気にしてましたか?
I hope all you listening are doing well.
In Tokyo, days after days, the air is getting colder and more crispier each day, and trees have changed its color to orange, brown, and golden yellow. The season is shifting to the winter season each day.A few weeks ago, one night, the town was packed with monsters and animation characters, as you may guess. It was Halloween night. Year after year, the Halloween fever is getting crazier and crazier in this city. And I have to mention about this guy named DJ Police. We call him DJ Police. It's one that I want to mention about this Halloween craze in Tokyo City these years.And the Halloween in Japan is a little different from what you know in the States or other countries. As many of you know, this word, cosplay, costume play or cosplayer, who dress in costume of animal animation characters or some kind of uniform that presents someone or some animal characters. As we all know, it's part of our subculture, and this cosplay culture ignited with the combination of Halloween costume understandings in Japan. Hey, come on, admit, we all like to become some kind of hero like Spider-Man or Son Goku. Princesses like Rapunzel or Cinderella when we were young. And in Japan, Halloween is something different than to create pumpkin and pray or celebrate the festive in the autumn season.But to free your desire and free yourself by turning yourself into some kind of your loving characters and walk around the town as if you were them. So, being snapped by someone would be really honorable thing and say hi to someone or some zombies or cute little devils laughing at the corner of the street and be part of this crazy costume party held in many different streets around the terminal stations is...what Japanese Halloween is like these years. Some places, like theaters, amusement parks, or even restaurants, will have Halloween cosplay discount. So, here I'd like to call out to cosplayers around the world who's listening to this podcast today that you must check this cosplay night in Japan when you have a chance. It's so easy to be part of this party. Just cosplay,become cosplayer like you always wanted and go to some big city around Tokyo such as Shibuya or Roppongi or Kawasaki. Just as I mentioned, you don't need to hesitate to ride trains in your cosplay style because there are a lot of people or characters or someone famous on trains and buses using public transportation on this crazy party night. Speaking about security, So far, no big troubles reported on Japanese Kosupure, Halloween night. But considerate Japanese police officer decided to alarm the cosplayers, people to stay safe and keep the moral during this night. And one famous policeman who named DJ Police, which I just mentioned earlier, or DJ Police, start rapping. How considerate, on top of police car with his megaphone in his hands a few years ago. And today, he's one of the most popular guy in town for the Halloween season. I strongly suggest you to go see him rapping and funny but very caring words with the caring words, calling out to people to keep the moral. To zombies and characters to keep the moral. And maybe this is why the Japanese monsters and cosplayers are doing good and fine, not crossing over the moral line, even if they're drunk after all. I was also planning to do some cosplay this year and stand in the stage of Detroit during the season, but for the reason out of our control, we couldn't make it. I really felt sorry to the people who helped us try to bring our band and have a very first stage in the ground of United States, but we're still trying to work on for the future chances, and hopefully it's gonna happen during 2016. So thank you very much for your understanding and your continuous support to my band Sos Fool will be really, really, really appreciated. And it doesn't have to be. I do want to go to the United States, but we actually wanted to do the world tour someday, some year. We are ambitious band. So hope that someday my band or myself can go visit your country and perform right in front of you and rock together. So, for these kind of reason, I wasn't that hyper excited on a Halloween night, but watched crazy news, stayed quiet at home. But usually, as you may know, I'm really not a quiet person. So I start picking up stuff I lifted, and now I'm back and several different projects going on, because I know it's so amazing to be part of this crazy Japanese subculture. And Halloween is just one of them. And not to mention you, who's listening to my Nazo Nazo podcast, are waiting me to cast you a new Nazo question of today, is also part of this crazy subculture. So now, are you ready for today's Nazo? What I'd like to share with you is the same sound words with English and Japanese. To be precise, it's not exactly the same, but very similar sounds somehow. For example, I'd like to hear one of my favorite tracks from my band, Sos Fool.
Give us
Psycho. Yeah, could you hear that part? This song is titled Psycho. I know English meaning. It describes mental crazy psychopath. But in Japanese, there is no negative meaning, but simply means superb. Like, sugoi, great, superb, psycho is the Japanese meaning. And a few days ago, when I was storing around a grocery store, I found a rare potato and couldn't resist myself giggling. The name of the potato was Unknown Imo. Imo means potato in Japanese. So, to me, it sounded like a mysterious unknown vegetable lined up in the grocery's corner. Unknown is the first part of this name. Unknown was the name of the city in Kagoshima Prefecture. But doesn't this sound like unknown in English word? Unknown mystery? Unknown Imo? Unknown Imo? There are a lot of interesting names of the places. For example, many of my foreigner friends laugh when we say the name of the station, Noborito Station. Actually, I use this station almost every day. And I asked one of my foreigner friends why they're laughing, and they told me that it sounds like no burrito, like the food that you can eat burrito, like no burrito station. That the Japanese pronunciation of this station's name is Noborito Station, but when you speak it quick, Noborito Station sounds like no burrito station. But yet, you still can eat burrito in Noborito Station. Well, yeah, sorry, oyaji gyaku. Not so funny Japanese joke, or, well, it's not really a joke, but I just wanted to play around with the sounds of the words. And maybe it's one of the best way to memorize your unfamiliar words or name in the way how you can easily remember. Sorry, my today's nazo may not so funny as American joke, but hope you find some interesting Japanese words you came across and memorize in the most easiest way that you can. Okay, that's all for the class today, and thank you very much for your listening, and I shall meet you in next nazo episode. Don't catch cold, and hope you have a nice day today. And as always, feel free to send me or King Baby Duck any requests to be focused on future nazo nazo. Mata ne! Bye bye!
I think Salem can learn a thing or two from Japan's take on the Halloween festivities. Perhaps we too need a rapping police officer to keep things under control? Maybe we should hire Ice-T to reprise his role from Law & Order SVU and have him do it. That'd be cool. Anyways, arigato-sama-sensei, sore wa totomo saiko desu. Listeners, if you have any questions about Japanese culture, write to us at thebastards@bostonbassbrigade.com with the subject line, Ask Sawa Sensei. Here's an espionage in the form of the Michelle Gun Elephant from 2000's Casanova Snake. This is Pinhead Cranberry Day. Fabric with Maburoshi no Machi from this year's Boys EP. Last month, they released a counterpart EP to Boys, aptly named Girls, so be sure to be on the lookout for that release. On December 3rd, the second annual Game Awards will be happening on all streaming sites and gaming consoles. And this past weekend, the nominations were revealed. A lot of great titles nominated, but surprisingly, a lot of snubs as well. Although I understand that there were a ton of great games that came out, some of which, sadly, I didn't have time to play because of other games I had to review that were not up to par. My first shock is that my pick for Best Indie Game of the Year, Affordable Space Adventures, wasn't nominated for Best Indie. A great usage of the Wii U gamepad and a fun yet haunting experience as you traverse through a mysterious world either alone or playing co-op with a friend. Probably one of the most unique games I played this year on any console or PC. Same goes for Adventures of Pip, which is a great platformer and a fine nod to games of past. Hand of Fate was another great surprise that should have gotten some recognition, especially in the Best Indie Title category. And wow, how can you not nominate Hotline Miami 2 Wrong Number for anything? Not even for its soundtrack, which is probably one of the best of the decade. Finally, Tales from the Borderlands, which is so far my pick for Game of the Year, only walked away with a Best Narrative nod. Nothing for art direction or even for the performances from Troy Baker and Laura Bailey. Kiefer Sutherland's Big Boss was also taken out of the run for who knows what. But, by the way, can people explain to me how Life is Strange got so many nods? Last I checked, it wasn't that big of a critical darling, and I don't know many people who would call it a great game. A decent one, yes, but not great. But the noms have been decided, and here are my picks for the more important ones. Fallout 4 for Game of the Year and Soundtrack, Kojima Productions for Developer of the Year as a final fuck you to Konami, Undertale for Best Indie and Games for Change, Downwell for Best Mobile, Tales from the Borderlands for Best Narrative, Splatoon for Best Shooter, Family Game and Multiplayer, The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt for Best RPG, Rocket League for Best Sports Game, and No Man's Sky for Anticipated Game for 2016. Also, I have a bit of a suggestion next year for the Game Awards. With the rise in both popularity and quantity in this specific genre, I would like to recommend that you add Best Visual Novel to the ceremony. Since there are a lot more companies making these games, not to mention a few that are translating Japanese ones for English players to go hands-on with, I feel like the visual novel genre is rising to prominence from the days of it just being erotic Japanese porn titles to some pretty awesome stories being told in an interactive format. Look at the upcoming Valhalla for proof of that, or even just at some of Telltale Games' recent entries. So Jeff Keighley, please consider adding this category in the near future. Alright, let's go back to some music. Here are our friends from The World is Square, whose keyboardist Joe Corbett will sadly be parting ways as he starts a new chapter of his life in Arizona. Best of luck to you, buddy, and I hope you keep on doing what you love on the southwestern part of America. From their 2014 album Stay a While and Listen is a rendition of Grandia 2's Nightmare Village melody that they here have dubbed Kitchen Nightmare Village People. their mini album Gimme the Gun, that was Sons of All Pussies with I Love You, I Need You, I Fuck You. Sons of All Pussies, of course, being one of the side projects of Lark on CL guitarist Ken. Lark on CL are due to release a new single, Wings Flap, just in time for the holiday season. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, if you're in a band and want to be featured on the show, or if you have any questions for our friend Solace Sensei, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastbrigade.com. You can find me at Tumblr on b3crew.tumblr.com, on Twitter at king_baby_duck, and on Anime Amino at kingbabyduckesh. Like us on facebook.com/bostonbastbrigade and on facebook.com/lanavesh. Don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including the Electric Sisterhood, Geek Aggro, Issues Program, and Structure Network. And don't forget to check out egmnow.com/Electric Sisterhood for all your recent gaming news and reviews updates. Whew. All right. Before we finish this episode, I got to take off this pit boy because I've been wearing this thing for about 3 hours. Yes, folks, it takes me 3 hours to record an hour-long show. So imagine how much this was kind of hurting me as I was recording this episode. But you know what? I wanted to show you that I could do it, that I could wear this whole entire thing throughout the entire episode. All right. My arm can breathe now as I finish editing this episode. And we're going to be ending things with something brand new from Stance Punks, who just released an awesome new album called Pins. This album is fucking insane, and I love every single moment of it. This song is called Iggy to Pop. And until next time, this is King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps. Today!
Baby, it's tonight.
Hey guys, this is Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and host of the No Borders, No Race podcast. What you hear each week on our show is but a mere taste of what you can expect from these talented artists from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. So if you enjoyed something from this week's selections, go to cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, or your local record store to help give these artists your support. We always give our readers and listeners the links to the albums from the respective songs we've spun. So if something resonated with you, give that album name a click and get that record in your possession. Who knows? That one album purchase may help to bring your favorite J-pop artist one step closer to your town. So until next time, keep your volume dimed out and remember to spread the Japanese music revolution wherever your roads take you.